This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepare, a special broadcast today. Blake is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, breaking news?
Yeah, breaking news, Hawaii. the mountain in Hawaii that is erupting, Kilauea, apparently it's starting to cave back in on itself. That's not good news. So what it means is it's been erupting so much, apparently, that that the magma chamber is starting to collapse in on itself, okay, because there's nothing holding up the, there's no material in the magma chamber anymore holding it in, holding it upwards, so it's caving in. So, that's been reported over the last few days or few hours. And, when I was speaking with you earlier on, I hadn't sort of heard these news reports. And I heard them and I thought, oh, shoot. That's fairly significant, and why hasn't anybody told me before? So anyway, my sources for that, I listened to a guy on the internet called Paul Begley, and so I listened to his broadcast, and sometimes he tends to be dramatic, okay? And but I checked his original source, which was another YouTuber who is a geophysicist, and his name is Dutch Sense. And so I listened to Dutch Sense's broadcast as well on this topic, and maybe it's not quite so dire as what Paul Begley was saying, but if it continues on, if the caving in of the landscape continues at an exponential rate, then there's only one place that it can end up, and that is totally caved in. I looked on the map, and it's not quite at that place yet, okay? But if the cave-ins continue at this rate that they were earlier today, then, it will continue on that way. So, but they have occurred in the past to the size that they're at now. So it's maybe not quite as dire. We'll have to be careful. We'll have to watch over the next few days to see what's happening with these crater formations, subsidences, blah, blah. landscape subsiding. Subsidences that we're seeing. And they're not small subsidences. The landscape has been sinking away at the rate of maybe 150 feet or 250 feet deep. So it's not like some small thing out the back. And that has been over a period of about a month, where in this particular area the landscape has sunk away to the point where it's like 250 feet lower than it was last month. That's quite a substantial subsidence of the landscape. I think you would agree there, Vincent.
Yeah, and I was looking at a map, a satellite image of Hawaii, and I was looking at the Pacific Ocean. And you can see, if you look from Hawaii to Siberia, a line of what looks like volcanic eruptions under the sea. It's a curved line.
Wow.
That goes from Hawaii all the way to Siberia.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you want to see it.
If that's the case, that's extremely significant. This is a big one. This is certainly one of the largest eruptions that Kilauea has had in living memory. And if anyone out there in the class thinks, oh, this can't happen, well, it can. It has historically in the past, okay, and it likely will again.
So if you want to see this, class, you can type in on your favorite search engine, Hawaiian Island Chain, and then you can go to satellite maps, find a satellite map, and then zoom out, not zoom in, but zoom out. And look towards Siberia, and you will see this long chain of undersea eruptions. It's literally a line that looks like a hockey stick in terms of shape, or a boomerang. Actually, a boomerang. That's what it looks like. And it goes from Hawaii, the Big Island, all the way to Siberia. Unbelievable. So I'm looking at right now Hawaii. It goes to Midway Atoll, and then it goes right to Siberia. It's pretty long. So how big do we know how big Kilauea is? I imagine it's one of the largest mountains on the planet, except we can't really see it because so much of it's underwater, right?
Yes, it is the largest mountain of any kind on Earth, except most of it's underwater. It's actually, from the base of the ocean, it's actually taller than Mount Everest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And all that we can see is that tiny little tip on the top. Mm-hmm. If you could put Mount Everest and from the level of sea level at the Indian Plateau, okay, and to its summit, and then if you put Mount Kilauea would actually be considerably taller. And I think there are actually illustrations to that effect on the internet as well.
So we're looking at the largest mountain on Earth, taller than Mount Everest, having eruption. And if we go caldera with this, are we looking at a pyroclastic blast? Are we looking at dust that will be like little tiny microscopic shards of glass that will eat our lungs?
We're looking at one of the biggest blasts that humanity has ever heard. Okay. And if you think about it, you might think, how could it erupt that amount of volume out? Actually, because it's so big. Its mass is so huge, and the fact that most of it's underwater means that the water's actually pressing down on the outside of the volcano. So it would have to lose comparatively little volume for the process to start. We're not talking about having that whole Everest-sized mountain caving in, okay? We're only talking about the top tip caving in to where it's below sea level. And then the sea will rush into the crater and do what seawater does when it hits an immensely hot surface, and that is expand explosively. And that's what would start the pyroclastic process. And if that happened, you would hear the biggest bang that humanity has ever heard, ever. And, you know, talk about the gunshot that's heard around the world. This probably quite literally would be heard around the world. And it would shoot a cloud of pyroclastic matter into the air. That, the nearest comparison that we have in historic times is the eruption of Taupo in New Zealand in 186 AD, okay? And when that erupted, the glow was seen from China. The blast was heard in Australia. And, you know, it's absolutely phenomenal the cloud that was erupted into the atmosphere during the Taupo eruption settled in the upper atmosphere and circulated all over the planet, and it blocked the light of the sun from properly reaching the Earth for 40 years. And it disrupted the Earth's climate for 40 years afterwards. If we get an event like that, it's happened in the past. Of course it could happen again.
Let's talk more about this.
I know we're heading into an ad.
Yeah. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. You can find her on the on the internet. Let's go to USAPrepares.com and click on the instructors tab, and you'll find a link to Gwyneth Isaacs. And Gwyneth, you mentioned the Taupo volcano. It's spelled T-A-U-P-O, T-A-U-P-O, in New Zealand, and it erupted, and it was a pretty significant event. And you know, we think that a very significant event. And we think that, you know, we're safe, everything's good, everything's calm. It can happen at any time. So we are lulled to sleep thinking everything's just fine. And it could all change at any minute. And yeah. So, class, we're talking about, you know, the Taupo eruption. And it's estimated at 181 A.D. So it wasn't all that long ago. It wasn't all that long ago.
Like I said, it's in historical time. Okay. So the Chinese had a record of the blast. Various other groups around the Pacific had a record of the blast. The Maori were actually very, very good calendar keepers, okay? According to one account, they were actually descended from the Peruvians, who, of course, were masters at calendar keeping. The Peruvians took notice of when the blast occurred. And, you know, because we have been able to access now a lot of these ancient records, we know when the Taupo eruption occurred, and we can triangulate where it was. And there's only one place it possibly could have been. Now, the Maori people, they say that the mountains in the centre of New Zealand are sisters, okay? They say that the mountains are called Ruapehu and Tongariro and Ngarahoe. That last one will, you know, get a lot of people, but that's how you say it. And the fourth sister was Taupo, and she quite literally blasted herself into oblivion to the point where now there's not a great mountain sitting there. It's actually a lake that is so large that when you're standing on one shore of the lake, you cannot see the other shore of the lake. It's as if you're looking across at the sea. So, and this lake is around about 80 kilometres from where I grew up in Rotorua in New Zealand. So Rotorua is also in a caldera, so sort of like the caldera next to the Taupo caldera. But I grew up with these stories of these volcanoes erupting. And I know that we were talking a little while ago about another volcano called Tarawera. When Tarawera erupted, that was 1886. I think June the 6th, from memory, 1886. And once again, not very long ago at all. And we've learned from the Tarawera eruption that these things can happen with not very much warning. It can go from, you know, the sort of eruption that, well, it didn't even have that sort of eruption. It basically went from being a perfectly, you know, maybe some minor earthquake activity, earth heaving type activity that caused major fluctuations in the lake level, and then quite literally overnight blasting itself away to such an extent that over a period of days, I would say about 2 days, that the Tarawera Mountain halved its height. So half the mountain was blown into the atmosphere and all over the surrounding countryside.
Let's talk more about volcanoes when we come back, including Mount St. Helens, how it fits in this picture.
I was going to say, I'm going to mention Mount St. Helens next.
How well and how fast does heart and body extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and body extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No longer just a domestic issue, the criticism is growing louder around the world about the separation of illegal immigrant families at the U.S.-Mexico border. British Prime Minister Theresa May says,
I've just responded to questions on the issue of the pictures that we have seen of the behavior in the United States and the way that children are being treated, which I clearly and wholly unequivocally said is wrong.
And Mexico's foreign minister says the policy is cruel and inhumane. And as activists are planning protests on the 30th of June, if the policy isn't changed by then, President Trump is urging Congress to send an immigration bill to his desk as quickly as possible. Last night, reportedly demanding of House Republicans that a bill allow families to stay together if they are detained at the border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be slight and
one of today's hot.
Last day,
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Gwyneth, we're going to talk about Mount St. Helens now. That was a major eruption in 1980 in Washington State in the United States. And it was our most destructive volcano in the history of the United States. 57 people were killed. 47 bridges were wiped out. 250 homes were destroyed. 185 miles of highway were destroyed. 15 miles of railway. It was pretty serious.
Yep. I remember when that happened, and I remember how it happened. It began with a subsidence on the side of the mountain, and basically people didn't realize to what extent the magma chamber had, that there wasn't the volume of magma in the magma chamber that people thought that there was, and it subsided in on itself, didn't it? There was a cave in, and the whole side of the mountain caved in on itself. Isn't that what happened?
Yes, yes. Extremely serious, and there was ash that was blown quite far. I actually have a small vial, like the size of a 35-millimeter film canister, a vial of this.
It's very heavy, isn't it?
Very heavy. And one of our instructors, Andy Gibbs, who's been on the air with us several times over the years, originally he was in California, and he drove up there to literally fill up a U-Haul or a rental truck with shovels and shovels and shovels of this volcanic ash. And he gave me a vial of it. And so I still have it to this day. But it was from that volcano. And so here we sit. Everything's fine. You know, don't have anything to worry about. You mentioned that the weather was disrupted for 40 years as a result of the Taupo eruption. Now, if we have a caldera, what do you think could be the possibility? What do you think might happen? Do you have a feel for that?
Well, if we do, okay, there's no certainty that this particular sequence of eruptions or any sequence of eruptions will result in a caldera, okay? I should put that disclaimer. It could all just quiet down again, okay? I really, really hope that it does. This current set of subsidences could just get to a certain point and then decide that it's going to stop, okay? And because Kilauea is such a large volcano, even the comparatively large area of subsidence, if you look at it on a satellite photo, although it's a very large area of subsidence, it doesn't look that big compared to the whole island, because the whole of the big island is so big. Okay, it's basically the whole tip of Kilauea. And it could all just settle down again. If it doesn't, okay, what will happen is that the magma eruptions will continue, and they will get more and more liquid, okay, because the lava that tends to rise to the top of the magma chamber actually has more silica in it, because it's lighter and it has more gases in it. As that magma erupts away, you get the magma with less silica in it at the bottom of the magma chamber. It's actually runnier, okay? So if you could imagine a frothy, a fairly gelatinous type magma getting erupted out first, and then once that's all cleared out of the way, a warning signal will be if you begin to see great fountains of magma erupting from the actual top of the volcano, okay, that is a big, big warning sign, because the pressure for it to be able to do that is going to be quite considerable. and to where the magma is not just sort of glumping out in a type of magma that's called pahoehoe, which means ropes, which is fairly slow moving. It goes along at sort of a walking pace. Where you get the magma when it flows out, where you can't keep up with it, even if you're running, that is a huge, huge danger sign, because it means that the glumpy stuff on the top of the magma chamber has all been erupted out, and now we're into the runny stuff, okay? And if the pressure from underneath continues, and if that runny magma continues to erupt out, then every day that it continues to erupt out, the chances of having a magma chamber collapse increase, okay? And like I say, that's a lot of mountain to fall in on itself. But the fact that there is so much of it means that you don't have to empty out the whole magma chamber for there to be a magma chamber collapse. You only have to empty out enough of it for it to be unable to support its own mass. And the nearest equivalent that we could have in more historical times would actually be if you looked at the eruption of Mount Krakatoa, because from my memory, the Mount Krakatoa is actually a volcano that tends to erupt the runny type of magma that is produced by the Hawaiian volcanoes. You see, not all volcanoes produce the same kind of lava or magma. Some of them produce much stickier magma, and they tend to have a greater capacity for the explosive type eruptions like Mount St. Helens and like Taupo. Okay, but it is possible for a volcano that produces running magma to go caldera if it's if it gets to that stage where it just keeps erupting out from its magma chamber much more quickly than what the magma can be generated, and this is certainly what's happening with the Kilauea volcano at the moment. And that's why I'm really, really concerned here. And like I say, maybe it'll all quieten down in the coming weeks and in the coming months, and I really, really hope that it does. Because if it doesn't, and if it starts to spout great streams of magma from that, the peak top that it has, then you really, really need to start worrying, especially if it seems as if the magma is getting runnier. Like up until now, it's been where you could keep pace with the lava flows. It's been sort of curling up on itself, okay? As it goes down the road, it hasn't been flowing in great streams like a rushing river. If it starts doing that, then that's time to really, really start paying attention. If I was living anywhere near Hawaii, if I was living anywhere in the Pacific right now, I would be looking for somewhere else to be. And I think I was mentioning that I might consider moving back to New Zealand off air, Vincent. That's something that has basically stopped me from moving back there, is the thought of this sort of geological activity. And, remembering of how precarious it can be to live in a place like that, and thinking how, for all the political upheavals, I'd much rather deal with the political upheavals in Australia than nature's upheavals through something like volcanic eruptions.
In 1963, there was an accountant, and his last name was Walker, Edward Walker. And he came up with this kind of interesting device. It was called a lava lamp. It had a mixture of some waxes that were colored, And at the base of this lava lamp was an incandescent light bulb to provide heat. And what would happen is you would see a buoyancy of blobs of wax rising to the top of this lamp, this cylindrical, if you will, semi-cylindrical lamp. And as it cooled, this blob of wax would fall to the bottom. And it was called a lava lamp because it simulated some of the activity that you would see in a volcano. Have you ever seen one of those lava lamps?
I have. Made a bit of a comeback for a while during the 1990s.
Uh-huh.
And they were in the homeware shops for a bit.
Yeah.
And I always thought they were kind of cool, and I kind of wanted one for a bit, but I could never seem to get one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I imagine they were very inexpensive at the thrift shops because most people wouldn't want them, but maybe they're making a comeback now because of what's happening at Kilauea. Well, a little bit of research that I've seen showed that a volcano is rock rising through rock. However, it's molten rock, very much like this lava lamp. Is that correct?
Well, sort of. A magma chamber is never 100% full of magma. It's more or less a soup or a porridge of molten rock with bits of solid rock in it.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk more about that when we come back. The similarities and the differences between magma in a volcano and the lava lamp. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about volcanoes. Mount St. Helens. We've been talking about Taupo in New Zealand. And we've been talking about Hawaii. And now the similarity between lava lamps with that waxy substance and the heat causes that reddish or whatever the color might be in your lava lamp to rise, then cool, and then settle down and rise and cool over and over and over again in kind of a semi-predictable way. How does that compare to real volcanoes and the lava pool?
Okay, well, they do have a regular cycle of activity, okay, and that has to do with the fact that I was always taught when I was a little kid, because I would ask about the volcanoes. They fascinated me, actually, because living in Rotorua, we lived in a caldera. And we lived at the foot of a, quite literally, you know, like a quarter, not even, I'd say about an eighth of a mile up the road was one of the most prominent volcanoes of the whole area, which was a mountain called Mount Noataha. And, you can find out how to spell it if you really want to. But I'll give you a clue. It starts with NGO. So if you go NGO in Rotorua, then you'll come up with it. But this whole concept, and my mum used to say, it's like a pot of porridge on the stove. Okay, and she would make a pot of porridge, and she would show me of how the some parts of the porridge would rise up, and they would pop, in eruptions of gas. And if you made the porridge runnier, The pulps would be more liquid, and if you made the porridge thicker, then the pulps would have more steam and more gas in them. And that was how my mum explained it. So I say, well, that's the porridge pot version of how volcanism operates. And from what I could see and what I can see now, that it seems to be what happens is that you get hot spots on the Earth's magma, which operate in exactly the same way as the light bulb on the lava lamp or the hot plate when you're cooking a pot of porridge on the stove. It causes convection currents, and the convection currents, they tend to form in a fairly fixed way, and when they come to the surface, then you get an eruption because the gas and the upwelling material has to go somewhere, and so a volcano forms at that place. And depending on the geology of the underlying rocks, the amount of silica, especially in the underlying rocks, in the magma, in that part of the crust, determines whether it is a, you know, it's called a, you know, more Hawaiian type volcano, or something more like Mount St. Helens. There's not just one kind of volcano. And the Mount St. Helens types of volcanoes, they have higher silicon content. They have thicker, stickier lava, which has a higher gas content, and they tend to explode more eruptively. They tend to erupt more explosively. But the Hawaiian volcanoes, they tend to have less gas, and so you tend to get more lava riverside eruption and fountains of lava.
Gwyneth, we come back after top of the hour. After we come back from top of the hour news and commercial announcements, can we talk about some of the volcanoes that we've had on our planet, the dead list of them? And I've got a list. I'd like to share that. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine. That's great.
Okay. And then where would you like to go after that? Do you want to talk about Maslow?
I think we will for a little bit because it's very, very important. And I think it does tie into this as well.
Okay. Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And we'll talk about the deaths and why people died from volcanic eruptions.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.